Good afternoon. It's been a while since I used Audioboo, and even the interface has changed. Lots of little dots. It's almost like trying to build a fighter by talking into the interface. And you get this like pyramid, this triangle that looks like one of the graphics for The Last Starfighter. Anyway, random. It is 1:45 Friday afternoon, near the end of November, cascading, crashing nearly into December. Before you know it, it's going to be that mad race of just rushing around at Christmas, different Christmas parties, different events, winding down. And at the moment, I'm in a really interesting place in terms of maybe having access to funds to be able to get my caravan situation sorted over the Christmas period, which would be awesome to be able to get something moving on that. Might not be the caravan that I want. It might be a cheaper version of the caravan with a smaller berth, but it'd be something. It'd be a house, it'd be a home, it'd be a roof that I could get to, and also get my car serviced, so I've got transportation back and forth between it and Ella, which is pretty awesome. I've also got next year booked out with events, which is just great. At least I know once a month in a calendar, maybe a couple of times a month, I've got a day to be on the ground and capture content, which is pretty much what I always love to do, always have done. So I'm heading over to get Ella. It's like I say, nearly 2 o'clock. I have to pick her up at 3, so it takes about an hour. On a Friday, I always put an extra half an hour each side of getting there and back because of traffic. But I've just picked up the very first prototype of the thermoplastic that we're working with to build our boxes, and the first box is a copy of a iMac flight case. So this year's iMac, which is a super skinny one with no CD drive, and the idea was to make a lighter version of the wooden flight case that you can buy for around about 150 quid. This has cost a lot more, the prototype, to build, probably upwards, if we were to pull the materials together and the time and work and craftsmanship that Walter's put into it, probably upwards of 500 quid, so it doesn't make it viable in terms of a replacement. However, if you were shipping this thing back and forth, the weight difference between this and a wooden box is, I would say, massive. Or at least I can pick this up, and I don't know if I would be able to pick up a wooden equivalent. Depends on how heavy the wooden equivalent is, but I really like this technology. I really like thermoplastic. This one isn't using recycled plastic, so that would bring it down to a third of the price. So it's nearing around the same kind of price. But obviously, you have got the weight difference between this and wood. But yeah, the first one, the first iMac case prototype, is just to prove the technology and working together of how to build it. We're going to get some foam to put inside to pad it out. But that's basically my prototype box for shipping my iMac between the studio and the caravan, so I know it's nice and secure in the boot, and also I can put it in there and know that it's dry and not worry about it going wrong, basically my master machine. Then I'm not really sure which way to go next. I don't know if to go for the smart boot liner or go straight to the Rattler. The Rattler at the moment is looking the favourite because I've recently installed in a polka spot in Wired, our first co-working space here in Nottingham, which is petalcoworking.co.uk, and at Wired Cafe Bar on Twitter if you want to look up one of the best coffee places in Nottingham. Not that I'm drinking coffee right now. And I'm really interested in getting this polka spot's hotspot technology integrated into the Rattler, because we have leisure battery power options. We now have lots of different switching, connecting devices using TP-Link. We've also got the brick, which is on its way. And integrating the polka spot on the front would be kind of interesting, either on the side or on the top. So it might be that we go for the Rattler next, because I think we'd end up using that in a variety of different places, from sort of secret kitchen to Wired co-working to any conference or event we go to. And I think that could really make us stand out from the crowds with our sort of ready-to-go social media stand recording booth. And yeah, I think I've made a decision while I'm just recording this audio. The bootliner would be cool, but there's a few things on that I need to really hammer out in terms of the batteries and the refrigeration units and sort of the logistics, or the, not the logistics, the ergonomics of the actual unit, pulling it out of the boot and put it into the side of the, to the tent. So it's cool to finally get it. Like I say, about 4 or 5 weeks away from Christmas now, it's going to turn really manic over the next couple of weeks. I've got probably about 5 or 6 days of work that needs to be finished before I head into December to do with the website work. And yeah, that's it really. I just wanted to give you a bit of an update while I was driving over. Feeling pretty tired actually. I'm going to get like a half an hour nap in the car waiting outside the school. That'd be nice. Right, I'll speak to you soon. See you in a bit. Bye.